you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, it's finally arrived. The weekend I love to hate. Super Bowl weekend. Well, I guess I should try to clarify that statement a little bit, shouldn't I? I mean, if you've listened to this show, or even the Hudson and Harrigan show back when I was Irv Harrigan on the radio, then you already know I'm an over-the-top football fan. So for me, Super Bowl weekend is, what's the word I'm looking for? Bittersweet? Yeah, that's a good word. Bittersweet. I mean, I look forward to the biggest game of the year because it is the biggest game of the year. But at the same time, it also means the end of football season. And I'd be less than honest if I didn't admit that makes me very, very sad. Life without football is just not the same for me. You know, I have to resort to other things like eating and sleeping for a change. And I have to rely on games that I've DVR'd or whatever I can find on YouTube or the NFL channel just to get me through to the draft in April and training camp in July. It's a struggle, so pray for me. Oh, I don't mean to make light of prayer, because if you have listened to me on the radio very much, then you also know how deeply I believe in God and how much I believe in the power of prayer. So I'm not trying to make fun of prayer. I'm actually making fun of myself a little bit here. I know I obsess over football too much, but it's one of my biggest pleasures in life. So cut me some slack, will you? Come on. Certainly, all of us who call ourselves Texans fans are disappointed that the boys over on Kirby are not in the Super Bowl. But at the same time, you know, if we're being honest with ourselves here, we got to admit, the Texans don't really have that caliber of talent yet. Especially when you start talking about the offensive line or the defensive backfield. Now, luckily, the Texans do have some high draft picks this year, for a change. So maybe the brain trust can address some of those problems in April in the draft. Plus, they got a lot of cap space. Now, for those of you who don't know what cap space is, that's just extra money to spend on free agents during the offseason. So there's a lot to be excited about, or at least a lot of things to keep an eye on and talk about between now and training camp. And, meanwhile, Houston fans still have the Rockets, not to mention the Astros, so there's no shortage of fun sports to look forward to. And, of course, we still have the Super Bowl, the game itself, to watch tomorrow, and it does shape up to be a compelling game, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm tired of the New England Patriots, too. But you gotta admit one thing, they are a marvel to behold. I remember a lot of the so-called experts predicted that Bill O'Brien was guaranteed to be a great head coach because of all the success he'd had as an assistant coach for Bill Belichick in New England. And don't get me wrong, I do think OB's done a pretty doggone good job with the Texans. But again, let's face facts. Just about any coach would look like Vince Lombardi if he had Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. So what O'Brien accomplished with the Patriots doesn't look quite as impressive if you take Brady out of that equation, now does it? No, really. If the Pats hadn't had Brady for the last 10 years, does anybody believe that they'd have as many rings as they do? Nobody who knows anything about football would. I think it was Daryl Royal. You remember the coach at UT? He once said something like, a coach is only as good as his players. He said it in a much more folksy way, as he usually did, but he was right. If you want to make the wagon go fast, you got to have the horses, something to that effect. Somebody famous said that, so I'm not trying to take credit for it or anything. Look, Bill O'Brien is a good guy. I think he's a fine coach. And plus, I firmly believe he's capable of taking the Texans to the Super Bowl, especially now that he has a franchise quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And if you don't agree with that, then please explain to me How did the Texans win the AFC South Division title 3 out of the last 4 years when all they had at quarterback was Brian Hoyer and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tom Savage and, Brock Osweiler? My goodness, that is a who's who of backup quarterbacks. And OB still figured out a way to get it done. So now that he's got a go-to guy like Watson, I'm sorry, I can't help but believe the sky's the limit for this team. Now, they've got to go out there and prove it on the field and in the draft and in free agency, not just on paper, if you know what I mean. But enough about all of that. Let's turn our attention back to this weekend, Super Bowl weekend, the perfect weekend for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Why, you ask? Well, thanks for asking. Because what's more important than what you serve your guests for a Super Bowl watching party in your home? Now, luckily, this year, we're going over to my son and daughter-in-law's house for the Super Bowl, and they've got a bucket full of leftover fajitas from their New Year's Eve party I told you about earlier this month. So Cindy and I don't have to worry about what to serve, but many of you do. And that's where we come in here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. We've always got good guests with great ideas for delicious food, and today is no exception. In fact, we're going to talk to one of the most creative chefs we've ever featured on this show. It's Ron Brandani of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar. And I'm sure he's going to have some great ideas. But you know, I even came up with a few myself. Well, if I'm being perfectly honest, the internet actually came up with them because you know what I always say, Google is your friend. So, how about some homemade pizza? Now, the biggest problem I see here is that everybody's got a different opinion about what makes a good slice of pizza. And even if you bake a wide variety of pizzas, you're undoubtedly going to discover that one kind or another is going to be eaten more quickly than all the rest. But you do get some great leftovers that way. My thought is poll your guests in advance. Maybe when you send out the invitations, find out what kind of pizza they prefer. Or let them bring their own. Cook them on the spot, and then everybody can kind of just sample what they want. How about sliders? Have you ever tried sliders? And you know, they don't have to be hamburger sliders. I mean, you could make them chicken sliders, one slice of jalapeno. Or how about French dip sliders with roast beef? Or bagel breakfast sliders with egg and pork of some kind, like bacon, sausage, or ham. They're easier to clean up, too. And another good idea is a giant party sub. What you do is you get several long French bread loaves, and you build a long submarine sandwich with whatever you want. You know, provolone, salami, ham, pepperoni, romaine lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, maybe all of that. And then you just sprinkle some olive oil, red wine, vinegar, maybe even some Italian dressing over the top. And what you do is you let your guests cut off however big a sandwich they like. Then you serve it with a big bowl of chips with salsa or queso or guacamole. Or maybe even have more unique dips like spinach and cheese with bacon bits. And then for dessert, I must admit, I favor some of Nana's homemade chocolate chip cookies. Sorry, she's not sharing that recipe with you. But around our house, we have to keep a close eye on my grandson, Liam, because he'll just grab one every time he runs past the table, and he'll wind up eating cookies for dinner. Oh, well, that's our job as grandparents, isn't it? Load them up on sugar and send them home to mom and dad, right? And if you've got some good ideas of your own, we'd love to hear all about them on our Facebook page. It's titled simply, The Outdoor Cooking Show. Post your recipes or just some general ideas of what to serve, and then we can turn around and share them with everybody else in our audience. I mean, there's nothing better than good food recipes shared among friends. You know, teachers and journalists call that plagiarism, but in the kitchen, we just call it delicious. So, turn up your radio, get ready for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and while you're at it, go ahead and turn on the TV, break out the chips and dip, and let's have ourselves a party, a Super Bowl watching party. Just don't remind me of how bad I'm going to feel when the game's over, okay?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the backyard paradise specialists. 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas. 713-389-5936.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Here's the guy who founded what has become, I think, the worst kept secret in Fort Bend County. It's Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar and my good friend, Ron Brandani. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. As always, I saw you last Saturday night at your wonderful restaurant, and that place was hopping. I hope you realize people are raving about Brandani's online.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a blessing. It's been unbelievable, really. I pinch myself just about every night.
Well, you just recently expanded the dining area, so tell us that story.
Well, you know, we had a great little wine bar right next to us, and they ended up moving to Town Center in Sugarland, and that space came available, and literally always our waiting room. So when we first opened up, we couldn't really afford to take that space, and so we just had the original space we were in. It was 2,000 square feet, which is a very small restaurant, but we made it happen. But they were really on Friday and Saturday night and some Thursday nights, you know, when we had a lot of overflow, people would wait over there and we'd go over there and get them and bring them to their table. That was a waiting room for us. So it was natural for us when they closed to take the space and it's just gotten bigger and bigger. So we're now 3,000 square feet and, it's just, it's a lot more comfortable for our guests. And although we have been filling that up pretty well, so
you have.
But, we have an actual bar now and a little waiting area that you can't eat into as well, but it's mostly bar. So.
Well, based on how many people were there Saturday night, you may need to expand again soon. Brandani's is very popular. It's become Fort Bend County's hottest and most popular neighborhood restaurant.
Well, thank you.
And one of the reasons why is you have a one-of-a-kind appetizer called squash blossoms. Tell us how you came up with that dish.
Well, I mean, I've always loved squash blossoms, and it's something that when I originally started doing it, I thought it would just be a seasonal item, but I found a place out of California that actually grows them indoors, and I'm able to get them year-round. I'm actually, I got a text from my produce provider this weekend, Sunday, saying that they had some freezing weather, and actually en route, they lost the squash blossom, so it wasn't a matter of how they were growing them. It was more of the transportation. So right now I get about 250 squash blossoms a week.
And you sell them all, right?
Yeah, you can do that stuff. Well, now I'm doing at the new restaurant, I'm doing squash blossom tacos, which we make our homemade tortilla, and it's basically our squash blossoms. It's stuffed with jumbo up crab meat, crab stuffing, and we do a Moretti beer fry on that, and it's unbelievable. But on the taco, we're doing a fennel and apple slaw, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, we'll talk about that more in a minute. A lot of people think of Brandani's as a dinner destination, but you're also open for lunch from 11 to 2, and you offer lunch portion entrees like pan-roasted chicken or fried chicken, pork tenderloin, fresh fish, and risotto. Did I read your online menu right? Do we actually get a salad, soup du jour, entree, and dessert for $15 at lunch?
Yeah. You know, that's kind of
wow.
You know, I really never thought I would do that much lunch out here. If you kind of drive around like within a mile radius, there's not a ton of businesses, but so I put this lunch deal together, and it's become a monster of its own. But we do a great lunch business, and it's a great deal, and everybody wins. My staff stay busy. We do about 100 to 150 people a day, you know, just at lunch at Brandani's, and you know, the one thing I did is a small menu, so I know I can get. If you need to go back to work, I can get you out in and out of here 35, 45 minutes if you need to, or you can hang out for a while, whatever you like that day. So
$15 at Brandanny's Restaurant and Wine Bar for lunch is a bargain and a half. It is no wonder that Brandanny's is the worst kept secret in Fort Bend County. But our favorite at our house, obviously, you know this because I come in and get them all the time, is Cold Smoke Hamburgers, and that inspired a whole new Brandanny's dining adventure that you've just opened up. That's Brandanny's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews. Give us all the delicious details, Ron.
Man, it's really, again, when I opened our wine bar, I just did food that I like to eat. And then when I opened the burger restaurant, I just thought about, you know, burgers and things like that that I like to eat. And so I've got from a patty melt on Texas toast with caramelized onions and applewood smoked bacon to I make a sloppy Joe that, you know, I grew up on sloppy Joes. They were, you know, made out of a can and you know, the brand names there, but it's my own recipe and they're not as sweet. And but I put them on a, basically like a lobster roll.
Wow.
And it's just, it's very decadent. I have to say, but it's a fun deal. We do some sloppy Joe fries where we do our queso and we do our hand cut French fries that we do in house here. And it's just a lot of fun stuff. I grew up in Galveston, so I've got a shrimp sandwich on there that's cornmeal crusted shrimp that jalapeno tartar and coleslaw, and it's just the way I grew up eating them. So it's food that I like and enjoy, and I want to share it with everybody else.
Well, it's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews, so tell us about the tacos. What can we expect?
Well, all of our flour tortillas are made in-house. We make them every day, and I've got, it's not your typical tacos, although I do have a couple typical, you know, things like your taco meat, and I do a chicken that I stew down with basically a salsa and, crispy taco shell. But I've got an Asian taco on there, chicken taco that's got panko breadcrumbs and it's got a ginger soy sauce with a mango relish mixed with our apple and fennel slaw. It's very good. Brandanny's is known for our fish. And so it's kind of our fish tacos are fish of the day. So all weekend I was doing snapper tacos, but I'll get, you know, black drum in, which is just a great fish to make fish tacos with. Our shrimp tacos are Gulf shrimp tacos, but I do, you know, crispy chicken tacos as well, you know, more, kind of the chicken fried chicken tacos. And we're just having fun with it. The squash blossom tacos I mentioned are probably the most popular. Our most popular burger is we're doing a candied bacon and brie burger.
Ooh.
With arugula. And I say our most popular, other than our just regular burger.
Yeah.
That I think everybody's trying to kind of, I think that's everyone's measure. They kind of come in, okay, well, let me just have their burger and we'll go from there. I've had people try the brie burger and they've been back 2 and 3 times for this brie burger. It's got candied jalapenos, it's got brie, melted brie, and candied bacon, arugula. And it's just a fun, I mean, the flavors just go together so well, and it's a fun burger to try.
And is this new Brandanny's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews a sit-down restaurant, or is it primarily a takeout?
It is. We have 28 seats inside. We seat about 20 on the patio. You know, we have some, you know, if we run out of patio room, we had everyone sitting actually outside of our wine bar the other day because we just didn't have anybody sitting outside over there. But we are looking to expand it, actually. Our next-door neighbor moved out and wasn't something we were planning on, but she moved out, so I've got plans in with the city right now to break down the wall. So
wow.
we're gonna make it even bigger, more, you know, just more comfortable, and probably turn the area we have of seating right now into more of where you wait in line and get your drinks and stuff like that. So,
and for right now, you're only open 11 to 3 in that location, but you are gonna expand to dinner time?
Yes, sir. We'll get it open at night. We're making sure we have our recipes right and kind of doing, I guess you'd say, a soft opening, just opening at lunch. But we'll eventually be open 11 to 9 5 days a week, and then we may expand on Sunday eventually.
So what are the exact locations of both Brand Danny's so that our listeners can try out your food?
Yeah, we're at 3340 FM 1092, but we're in the township.
Yeah, and everybody knows where that is. Now, Ron is a big Texans fan. So can you hang out for another segment and talk about food for Super Bowl watching party, Ron?
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's always a joy to host our good friend Ron Brandani on the show, and as busy as he is opening a brand new restaurant concern, Ron has agreed to hang out for another segment this morning to talk about food for a Super Bowl watching party. But first, I have seen you post on Facebook that you and your family go to Texans games from time to time, so I'm sure you're a big fan, am I right?
Oh, certainly. Big football fans.
So what's your takeaway from this last season? Where do you think Bill O'Brien needs to make changes to take this franchise to the next level?
Well, I think our secondary needs some help. I think our defense just needs a little bit of tweaks, but we're real close. I think, you know, with anything, building a team, you just have to have people working together for more than a season or a half season, and people stay healthy. And so if we can get everybody healthy and add some help on the secondary, I think we've got a good shot.
Well, I'm certainly no football expert, but my personal opinion is that the powers that be over at Kirby Drive desperately need to re-engineer that offensive line before Deshaun Watson gets carried off on a stretcher. Do you agree?
There's no doubt about that. He's fast, but he's not that fast.
Yeah, right. Well, I heard some guys on Sports Talk this past week talking about it, and they say that he's in the weight room trying to bulk up a little bit to get a little tougher, and also to add a little more heft to his lower body so that he can throw the deep ball a little better. But I'm going to be painfully honest with you, Ron, and say I don't really think this year's team was real, as in 11-5 real. I think they won a lot of close games that they could have just as easily lost, and the Colts kind of wrote the blueprint on how to beat the Texans with that late-season game in NRG. You know, stuff the run, keep the pressure on Deshaun Watson. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Now, we had a pretty soft schedule anyway, but the deal is you know, in football, I mean, if a win is a win, so if you can get it, you know, you got to take it. But
yeah,
we didn't beat the high flying offenses. We, you know, we kind of beat the mediocre kind of
Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hard to. Yeah, I went to the first game. I went to the home opener, and that may have been the worst game I've ever watched in person. And thankfully, they turned it a little bit around through the season, and it ended up being a fun season. But, you know, I just think that they, like I said, you know, everybody's got to be healthy. They've, you know, they've got to have some momentum going into the next season, which I think they do. I just, they've got to get that offensive line. They've got to get the secondary. We got killed in secondary many times this year.
Yeah, I agree. When Romeo Crennel has to move Kareem Jackson back to corner, then we're in trouble.
Well, I'm ready for baseball season now.
Yeah, me too, bud. I'll tell you what, let's switch over to a different subject, but it's kind of a related subject, and one with which you're much more familiar and adept, and it's food to serve our guests during a Super Bowl watching party. Now, I know you like to experiment in the kitchen. Obviously, you're a chef. So first thing right out of the box, I'm just going to ask you to give us a couple of your own ideas. What do you suggest we serve our guests at a Super Bowl watching party?
Well, I think that if you're kind of a new to outdoor cooking and smoking and stuff like that, I think the pork butt is probably the easiest piece of meat to conquer and do well. And I've always said that if you can kind of find that one dish that you're good at, go from there. And then I like to do pulled pork tacos, sliders, you know, you put a little coleslaw on them, your favorite barbecue sauce. It feeds a ton of people. And one pork butt can feed 20 people off that deal if you're doing it right.
Wow.
But one of my favorite things is wings. I mean, if you can put some wings on a smoker and they don't take long, you can actually put up the fire. You know, if you're cooking 275, 300 and smoke those wings, it's, again, feeds a lot of people. You can, and they're a little almost bulletproof. Wings are have a lot of, you know, little fatty. You know, they're not gonna, you know, as long as you don't have them directly over the fire, you're gonna be good. So those are my things. You know, this Sunday I'm actually gonna be doing fried chicken to go. We're gonna do 3 for the price of 2 fried chicken. So we'll open up from 2 to 3:30 and we'll sell those packs to go. And last year we sold over 1,000 pieces of fried chicken.
Wow. Now you're talking about the original location of Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar, and you'll be open from when to when?
It'll be open. We'll be open from 3 o'clock to 4:30, and it's three for the price of two, and you get mashed potatoes and jalapeno gravy. And like I said, we served over 1,000 pieces of fried chicken last year, and it's just it's an unbelievable deal. And our fried chicken has become a crowd favorite. So,
well, it is absolutely delicious. It's to die for. I mean, Colonel Sanders rolls over in his grave every time you fry chicken. As much as anything else, though, you know, the number of guests we entertain for a Super Bowl watching party can influence what we actually choose to serve. So let's talk about a party of 10 or less. What advice can you give us about preparing specific dishes for a party of 10 or less?
You know, 10 or less, I mean, I think you have a little bit more latitude to do some more things. I mean, when you're talking about parties of 20 and stuff like that, you got to say, well, now I'm looking at, you know, how much protein to serve 20 people. I think with 10 or less, I mean, what I think it's fun is to do several different things. And so it's not where you're sitting down and everybody having a meal together. It's more of a, you know, snacks and do different things. If you can, I love a cheese plate. You know, that if you can go and, you know, I get great cheeses in here at the restaurant, but you can go to like Central Market or Whole Foods, you know, one of the better grocery stores, and yeah, have a cheese plate that people can, you know, it doesn't go bad. You put it out, it's going to sit there all day and it's going to be fine. Cheese is fine. And I think that's the way you have to think about some things is what's going to last. What is the game? 4 hours? Super Bowl is about three or 4 hours. So
yeah, with that halftime show, more like five.
It's got to last that amount of time. So a cheese plate is always good to do. Pasta salad. Great thing to do. It, again, it's not going to go bad. If you can have some food ready when people get there, I think that's one of the biggest things. I think if you can kind of organize yourself to kind of get everything done so you're not cooking while everybody's watching the game, I think is, you know, that's happened to me before, you know, where you're kind of behind the eight ball and everybody's watching the game and you're out there cooking. So, you know, I think your smoked briskets and your pork butts and your things that you can, beer can chicken is one of my favorite all time things. But if you can kind of do that, and then your smoker can be the warmer for everything. So you just keep it in there and keep it warm. And when everybody's ready to eat, maybe halftime, slice it or what have you, and you just have some little things here and there. If you're kind of doing upscale, I mean, I love doing a whole tenderloin, and I think on a smoker, a whole tenderloin is one of my favorite things.
Well, you just mentioned if you're going upscale, let's talk about budget. Budget can have a bearing on what we choose to serve.
Yeah.
So do you have any tips on how to feed a large group without breaking the bank?
I mean, that's when you go pork butt. I mean, you can get a pork butt for $15. I mean, you can get two pork butts and feed 30, 40 people. Brisket, it used to be that cheap, but now in briskets, I mean, buy a good brisket nowadays, it's $50. So it's not the cheapest thing, but it does stretch a long ways. I mean, you're not going to run out with, you know, 20 people. You can eat a brisket, and it just depends on how you do it. If you just serve the brisket by itself, then you're not, it's not going to go as far. But if you buy a nice bread or a nice roll or make tacos, then you're putting a little bit on each serving, and you're not going to use as much as fast.
So who are you rooting for, the Rams or the Patriots?
Man, as much as I'd like to see Tom Brady win again, I'd like to see Wade Phillips win one. You know, him showing up in Bum Phillips' old jacket and hat.
It wasn't that cool?
Made me smile, man. Made me smile. So
That's cool. Well, but who you picking to win?
I think the Patriots at this one.
Yeah, I do too.
It's hard to go against them.
Yeah, it is. Yep. This has been our good friend Ron Brandani. He owns Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar in the township on Murphy Road in Missouri City. It's Fort Bend County's worst kept dining secret. And don't forget to visit his new eatery from 11 to 3, Brandani's Burgers, Tacos, and Brews. It's just a few doors down from their original location. Say hello to Claire and the boys for us. Let's visit again soon. And go Texans!
There you go. Thank you, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Well, I love hanging out with this next guy. Most of you know him on the radio as Mac Hudson, my on-air partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. But to me, he's just Fred Olson. What's shaking, my brother?
Just good old Fred. How you doing, just good old Randy? You know, I love it. I was in church the other day, and I've been going to this little church here. I love this church for about 3 years, and a guy walked up to me Sunday. He goes, I just figured out who you are. And I said, who am I? it's just fun because you don't go in and announce, hey, this is what I used to do. And it's kind of fun. Then they kind of light up and go, I listen to you forever.
Yeah.
I said, and I'm glad you did, because you made my retirement possible. I appreciate that. And, yeah, it's those days, you know, I think about them all the time now. I mean, I don't try to relive it. I don't spend all my time back in those days, but all good memories with you, Parker. Just good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is good stuff. And here we are again on Super Bowl weekend. I mentioned this in the opening monologue.
Yeah.
But I always find myself with mixed emotions on this weekend. I mean, on the one hand, it's the biggest game of the year, and on the other hand, it's the end of football season. So how do you feel about that?
Same way, but you know, I follow football even in the summer, spring. I just don't turn loose to the NFL.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, "In a game on tonight?" I said, "No, honey, it's all over." I'm just reading, you know, Sports Illustrated online or ESPN and NFL whatever, and I follow it through the off season. So when draft time comes around, I have a little idea who might pick whom and who's, you know, the top prospect here and there. And so I don't turn loose to it. It's the only sport I really follow crazily. I don't do baseball as much anymore because I don't get the Astros here. And basketball is kind of to me anymore. Even though, man, watching James Harden, this guy is just a generational player.
He is.
So it's going to be a heck of a game Sunday. And I always like to say anybody but the Patriots. I respect them, but I just get tired of them. But, you know, Bum Phillips said something years ago. He said a couple of brilliant things. One of them was, a great coach is one who can take his and beat yours.
Yeah.
And take yours and beat his.
I remember that.
And that's who Belichick is.
Well, after the Super Bowl is over, my wife always goes, "Thank you, Heavenly Father."
I believe it.
Boy, the Pro Bowl last weekend, that looked like a game of Tupelo, didn't it?
You know, it's so funny. Tyrone used to go, "The Pro Bowl ain't no bow."
Yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
"You don't hit me, I won't hit you." And, you know, I can't remember the rest of the poem, but it was, and it's wonderful and great, and they deserve it. But was it Juju Schuster-Smith end up getting a knee injury out of it?
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was limping around. So, you know, those things happen too, but still, it's, I didn't watch it. I'm ready for Sunday.
Well, we should talk about the Super Bowl for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because a lot of our listeners tell me how much they enjoy us talking about football. But I think it's because we're not experts. We're just everyday fans.
Oh, no. And we're so amateur, it isn't even funny. But
so who you got?
Who do I got or who do I want?
Those are two different questions. So who you got?
All right. So I will have in my home that day a guy who played in Super Bowl VII.
Oh, Dave Elmendorf.
Dave Elmendorf played in Super Bowl VII, and he is so happy about his Rams rejuvenating. So, of course, I want the Rams. I wanted the Eagles last year, and they did it. And so it's going to be fun, and I get to hopefully revel in a win. So I'm pulling for the Rams. But who do I got? I never count the Patriots out, especially this time of year. Ever.
I see this as a classic old school versus new school matchup in a couple of different ways. First of all, it's, of course, obviously legendary Bill Belichick and Tom Brady against the young upstart Sean McVay and Jared Goff. But there's another intriguing duel in play here that involves two very respected names in pro football. Number one, of course, obviously Tom Brady, but he'll be going up against defensive coordinator Wade Phillips.
Right.
That should be really cool. Who do you think has the advantage?
Well, here's the deal. Tom Brady wasn't even sacked or hit hard in the postseason yet. I think their offensive line coach in Patriots, Skarnecki, is that who it is?
Yeah, I think so.
This unsung hero, he keeps people, you know, at the beginning of the season, they go, how are they going to protect him? And he's getting old, and next thing you know, he's upright through the whole game. That's going to be the key. If they could ever get to Brady, that would be huge. I think it's a great matchup. I'm glad Wade Phillips is still going. Classy man.
Yes, he is.
Who's bounced around a lot and has found his niche, and that is, he always has a couple years of stardom as defensive line coach wherever he goes.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting is Fred, he never played a down in the NFL, and yet he's one of the greatest he's one of the greatest NFL assistant coaches in history.
Isn't that something? Well, he is. His daddy was a great, you know,
sure.
Cut right to the, he's like Jesus. He never used two words, well, one will do. Right. Everything is boom, right on point, and he just has humor and just seems to bounce through life just a good guy with a great plan. And he changes too a little bit there. You know, I mean, he isn't just locked into one thing, because he's changeable, and I think he's going to have to be changing a little bit to cover the slot receivers for the Patriots, because they're just, there's always somebody open when we play them. Doesn't that kill you?
Yeah. Well,
you're always going, how did isn't there somebody on that guy?
Apparently not.
sideline. Would somebody please stop him? And
well,
but that's the beauty of the game, man. Otherwise, we wouldn't even care to watch if it wasn't so intriguing.
Well, another issue that may come into play is this continuing controversy around that no-call pass interference that put the Rams in the Super Bowl to begin with. Do you think this is going to be a distraction to the Rams?
Oh, not to the Rams, but it will be to the press. But look, have you seen, they've shown a slow motion thing. I can't remember whether Aaron Donald had his hand up and may have actually grazed that ball. Not enough to throw it too far off trajectory, but it made it an open season if he touched it.
That's true.
So look at the slow motion. They've slowed it down.
That's true.
And if he actually touched it, hey, it's open season on everybody.
That would negate the pass interference, but it wouldn't negate the helmet-to-helmet contact.
That's true, which he got fined $26,000 for, so that hurt.
And how do you get fined $26,000, but you don't even get called for the penalty?
Now you're making way too much sense.
Well, no matter who wins, I'm going to be sad by tomorrow night, because it's going to be 6 to 7 months before we get any more football, and that's a bad thing for me.
Well, April draft, but they keep moving it later in the month. I liked it earlier in the month, but yeah, later in the month, and we'll see. The Texans actually have a first-round pick this year.
Yep. Well, we still have the Super Bowl itself to look forward to, and the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show has been discussing what to feed our guests who come over to the house to watch the game.
Yeah.
You've talked about a hot dog bar previously, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, easy peasy. That's fun. That's easy, and everybody likes to make their own stuff. We always just keep it simple. You know, you can go way crazy, do all the hors d'oeuvres, you know, have a pot of chili going, and all the stuff that goes with that. Cheese dip, and you got to have things that are just so traditional to the South. And if you want to put some chorizo in that cheese dip, or maybe whatever, and just get a couple different kinds of chips and some good salsa, that's kind of, I think, your base, and kind of work around that with other chips and dips. And people are going to be there for a cold beer and good football.
Well, you know, the other thing that you got to consider, Fred, is not only making it easy on the cook, but making it easy on the cleanup. Because if you serve something that drips a lot or spills a lot, then you're going to be cleaning up the couch afterwards, you know?
That's what I told Bev. I'm going to go out in the barn and get a great big old rolling trash thing, put one of those huge super industrial strength contractor bags in it, and say, when you're done with it, throw it in there. Keep it simple, because that's what it's about. Visiting, it's about, you know, not having my wife in the kitchen all day, so she can come out and enjoy the people too, and not go segging from making a nice bunch of food and having just a little contact with people, and suddenly having to clean everything up, to just kind of making it a lot more fun and easy on everybody. Because invite friends who don't expect you to be doing prime rib, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, prime rib. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. That's like that ESPN bit. Come on, man.
It was Warren Sapp, who's no longer in the business. He used to go, come on, man.
I think that's where the bit came from, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, it is early Saturday morning. It's almost 8 o'clock now. So there's bound to be a pregame show starting on some network somewhere.
Oh, in Asia, it's been going for 7 hours already, so.
So I guess I'll just have to let you go, pal. Give my best to Bev. You guys enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about hosing down the couch next week, okay?
Yeah, put a drain in your living room.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.